Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padgett in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. Information from the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, advises that solar activity has now reached a record-breaking low level. There are no sunspots currently visible on the earthward-facing side of the sun, and the solar index, the 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux, has fallen to 69. That means that international broadcasting is now subject to some solid constraints due to the loss of broadcasting capability on frequencies of up about 10 megahertz on darkness or semi-darkness paths on long-haul circuits. Those sunspot conditions are likely to remain in the immediate future, and as we move through solar cycle number 24, the low plateau has been reached, and it's not likely that new sunspots for the new cycle 25 will appear until some 12 months from now. And now some propagation notes made here in Melbourne recently. We're now moving into our winter season, winter in the Southern Hemisphere, and propagation conditions have changed dramatically on most bands. We've now got full 24-hour coverage on all the international shortwave bands. That's right throughout the day and evening. So some notes now concerning propagation between 2030 and 2100 recently. That's 6:30 a.m. here in Melbourne, just prior to sunrise. First of all, 4450. The Voice of the People, a politically motivated broadcasting station in Korean, broadcasting from the Korean Republic. 5910, Radio Romania International in Romanian. And 5935, the station at Lhasa in China, that's the domestic service. And China National Radio Network 1 on 5945. And 5950, the Korean Broadcasting System, from the relay in France at Issoudun, broadcasting in French to Europe. And 5960, the Voice of Turkey, quite strong signals with Turkish. 7485, the Voice of America from Tanang in the Philippines, with its programs in Korean. And 7505, the North Korean Reform Radio, a politically motivated broadcasting station, or politically operated, broadcasting from the relay station at Tashkent in Uzbekistan, with broadcasts in Korean. And 7415, China Radio International, strong signals with its English service. Another frequency for China Radio International is 7390 from Xi'an, with its programs in Serbian. And 7360, the Vatican Radio, broadcasting in French. And 12015, the Voice of Korea, carrying the Korean Central Broadcasting System programming on relay, with programming in Korean. And 12030, as usual, the Spanish Foreign Radio, Radio Exterior de España, with its interminable broadcast of Spanish soccer, or football as it's known in some places. 9535, Radio Free Asia, broadcasting from the Kuwait relay station in Chinese. And 9620, the Voice of Turkey, with English broadcasting. And 9705, another frequency for the Vatican Radio, with programming in French. and 9785, the Korean Broadcasting System, from its programs at Kimje in Korea with broadcasts in English. And 6010 NHK Yamata, that's the transmitting station there, with morning programs in Japanese to Asia and the Pacific. And 6055, the Overcomer Ministry, the religious broadcasting station, broadcasting in English from the relay station at Kostinbrod. And Adventist World Radio, broadcasting from the Moosburn relay station in Austria with programs to Africa in the Dayula language, 7225. And on 7215, China Radio International from the CERIC relay station in Arabic from Albania. And 7375, KSDA, Adventist World Radio, broadcasting in Russian from 2000 until signing off at 2030. So quite a number of signals there, broadcasting noted in the period here in Melbourne between 2030 and 2100. Shortwave reception in Eastern Europe continues to be quite strong in the European daytime period and also in the evening hours. Summary from our friends at the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter, which is compiled by monitoring personnel in Sofia. Eswatini, reception of Transworld Radio Africa, noted on various frequencies, 1500 to 1530 on 9500 to East Africa in Somali, and 1530 to 1545 on 11820 to East Africa in Arabic, and 1557 to 1627 on 13580 to Southern Africa in Kurundi. And they're all from the Manzini transmitting station with 100 kilowatts, antenna 031 or 013 degrees. Very good signal of iRadio via the Issedan Trans relay station, 15410 between 1600 and 1615 to East Africa in the Zuba language, also with English and Arabic at certain times. 250 kilowatts on that frequency with 139 degrees antenna. And the Voice of the Gospel via the Issedan relay station on relay from France, 15315 from 1830 on to 1900 to Western Central Africa in the Fulfulde language. Big power there, 500 kilowatts and antenna 170 degrees. And station known as KOOD, K-O-O-D-E, KOOD Radio, that's Kilo Oscar Oscar D-E, via the Issedan relay station in France on 9810, 1900 and 1930, to Western and Central Africa in Nigerian languages. Antenna there, power 100 kilowatts and the antenna 175 degrees. And the Bible Voice broadcasting via a station broadcasting on from an unidentified locality in Europe, 9490 between 1700 and 1745 in Arabic to near the Middle East, 50 kilowatts, 126 degrees antenna, and also on the same frequency, 9490, 1745 to 1800, the Near Middle East in Arabic, and same transmitter power and same antenna. The Korean Broadcasting System, World Radio in English, noted on 9785 from the Kimje transmitting station in South Korea, 1800 to 2100 to Southern Asia in English. Power there, 250 kilowatts, antenna 264 degrees. A station known as Dengue Wellat, WELAT via Gregoria Pole and Issedon relay stations there. 11530 between 0600 and 1500 to Western Asia in Kurdish, and the same frequency 1500 to 2100 to Western Asia in Kurdish. The transmitter power is 300 kilowatts on the first time zone and 250 kilowatts in the second period. Dengue Welat, WELAT, via the Issedon and Gregoria Pole transmitting stations, 0230 to 0500 on 9525 from Issedon to Western Asia in Kurdish. That's 250 kilowatts and 090 degrees antenna. And also from 0600 to 1600 on 11530 in Kurdish to Western Asia, 300 kilowatts there and 130 degrees. Radio Kuwait noted on frequency in the 19 meter band, 15540, 0500 through until 0900, to East Asia in Arabic, carrying the general service, 250 kilowatts and 059 degrees. And the weak signal of Radio Television Malaysia, carrying the FM service relay on 11665, that's from the Kajang transmitting station in Malaysia, 1330 to 1345 in Malaysian and to Southeast Asia with 100 kilowatts and 093 degrees. And good signal to BBC in Hausa on a new frequency of 9705 from Sao Tome, the relay station there, 1400 to 1430 to West Africa in Hausa, 100 kilowatts and 020 degrees antenna. And the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation heard in the 31 metre band, 9720, 1115 to 1200 to Southern Asia in Hindi, transmitter at Trincomalee, 125 kilowatts and the antenna 345 degrees. And the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation in the 25 metre band on 11750 from Trincomalee, 1630 to 1830 in Sinhala, and 1700 to 1800 on 11835 in Tamil, both with 125 kilowatts, 345 degrees. And the Voice of Turkey noted on 11800 between 0830 and 0955 to Western Asia in Persian, 500 kilowatts, 105 degrees antenna, and also on 9655 between 1000 and 1030 to Central Asia in Georgian. And finally, FIBAR, Far East Broadcasting Association radio, from the Dubai relay station in the UAE, 15215, 1200 to 1230 to Central Asia in Tibetan, 250 kilowatts and 070 degrees antenna. Well, there were some notes acknowledged to the SWL DX Bulgaria online newsletter, which is produced by technical monitors in Sofia in Bulgaria, concerning reception of various stations in that part of the world in recent times. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.